This week's sponsor, Reb Heshi Bash, Zecher Nishma Sara Bas Yisrael Yehuda of Ashalom. Last week we discussed possible Avakisnan. We spoke about matzahs and matzah crackers. We spoke about bagel, bagel chips. We spoke about Melba toast. Today we're going to discuss a few inyanim. Important inyanim first is mezainis bread. Famous mezainis bread. Many places is it spashit that to have mezainis bread, you should make mezainis only. So you shouldn't have to wash your hands. You shouldn't never have to bench. We'll be required if there's a hetzer such as mezainis bread. And which type of mezainis bread you have to make on Maitzi, which ones are okay, which ones you can only make mezainis. You could make mezainis. The Mechaber says in Siman Kof Samaches Sivzayin, this is the Lashon of Mechaber. Tasa ba bekisnin she'ir he isa she'ir b'dvash. This is the Lashon of Mechaber. That isa a dough that you mix in the dough, dvash honey, a shemen or oil, a cholov, a mine tavlin, like sugar, all types of tavlinim, you mix in the offer, and you baked it. And Mishabur says in Sifkon Chavtes, he's talking, you have roiv mayim, but you mix in other type of ingredients to give it a taste. It should have the taste of the meperes, or a tavlin, nikab isa. When you taste the dough, then you should feel the taste of the tavlinim, not the dough itself. That's the shita of Mechaber. Jama on a plate right there says Yeshem is the nikapas gama. This is called what the Mechaber says. That's bread. You make a mitzvah on it, and Mishbura speaks out because since you only put in a small amount of honey or milk, so it's not bat, it's not baldo. The time of the dough and water is still nigash the time. Since you have roiv mayim, so in Mela you still feel the time of the isa also. Even though you feel also the sugar, you also feel the time of the isa also. So in Mela, so Amore says, when is it considered possible kisdan? Ela imkain yeshaba tavlin or devash b'mine mesika shekamat hadvash tavlin ika v'chein aigim. That it's there's so much tavlin in there, you know, sugar, chocolate, vanilla, honey, all type of sweetness to give it a taste to it. As long as that's the main thing, you don't even feel even the yeast at all. And the Mishmur speaks out there in Sifkat Lam Gimel. I'm quoting his Russian. Ratzel Leima shekol kach tavlin mo'ev behem. There's so much tavlin that makes it so much extra ingredients into the dough. You feel that taste instead of the taste of the dough of the kemach of the wheat. Chayn dvash v'shemen v'cholabin she'arayv mehem. It has to be arayv of the tavlinim, and also has to be mit mayim. Shaydeza nigash mehem atam hamrad. You feel very much the taste of the tavlinim. Shaydeza mikra v'tam isa tafo. Comes out that's the ikra. And Issa comes tafel. So it comes out the Shitas Ramo is, the way Mishabur learns shot, you need two things. It has to be Rav Mei Peres, to make it into Mezainas, you need Rav Mei Peres, and also has to be something that has to be in a way that you nigash, you feel the taste of the tavlin. And without that, it's not, without that, it's called pas, not called pas over kisnin. Then it's considered pas. So according to Ramo, it has to be something of two things. It has to be something that's Rav Mei Peres, and it has to be also you feel the time of Tavlam. But Lutzer, it's Rav Mayim, then you make, according to Miramor Shita, you have to make a Maitzi. According to Mechaber Shita, you make a Mezainis. And the Dina Repas Mei Tavlam. So it comes out according to Miramor Shita, you need two things. Rav Mei Peres, and also you have to feel the taste in the cake. It's very important halacha. That's the shittas of the Mishnah Berurah and many Paiskim. However, the Das Torah, the Masham here, in Kul Samaches of Zion, he says, if the rivers may perish, that's how I use fruit juices, rivers may perish, then the din is, even though you don't feel the taste in the dough, still you make only mizainis. So Masham argues, and he holds the dina, as long as rivers may perish, even though when you taste it, it tastes, you don't feel the taste of the juice and so on, still alfal pi kein, you make a mizainis. So Masham argues on the Paiskim that the Mishmur quotes. The Sefer, the same bracha, brings down from Rabbi Yashiv that Me'ikedin, you're allowed to be Semach on the Psak of the Masham. However, he held the Chatchila, it's nachah not to eat it, not to eat this called Mezainis bread. When it tastes and looks like bread, you should not, the Chatchila, not you should do it. And he quotes then from, that's Rabbi Yashiv, he quotes from Shem Zaman that disagrees, and he says, since it's mixed together with Mei Peres, Nistama Yamagishatam of Mei Peres. And he says, the Minigishalayim is to make Mezainis, and not, and on these type of breads. Kozman, you're not Kavei Suda on it. You're not Kavei Suda, you need to eat for a snack. You're not Kavei Suda, then you make a Mezainis. So therefore, Shem Zaman writes, let's say someone for breakfast, which is very negative. Sometimes at breakfast, you want to have a cheese Danish with a coffee, or a can of pop. So according to this, if someone has this Mezainis bread, or cheese Danish, all these or something that has, or not a cheese Danish, let's say you want to have, let's say, the Mezainis bread, you want to have a Mezainis bread, since it's Pachas, since it's eating on, it's not Pachas Mishia Suda, you only make a Mezainis. And Pashat, if you can eat, you know, a few of these Mezainis breads, in some Mezainis breads, then the din is you will make a Maitzi. Now, if you fill yourself up, you have enough of a Shia Suda, then you have to make a Maitzi. It's a token, you just have one Mezainis bread with a coffee. And same thing brings down from Shem Zam, the Sefer Zaysa Bracha, he brings down the same thing from Yash, that's what he brings down Yashik Maitzi. However, in the Sefer of Zaysa Bracha, in Per Gimel, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv and from Nissen Kerevitz that they argue that in this Eifin, you have to make a Maitzi. Let's say I have just a coffee with a Mezainis bread. Since you eat it, B'mokam Lechon, you have to make a Maitzi. Ladina, if someone wants to be Semech on the Shitas, and Shlom Zalman certainly can be Semech on it. And Kudumani, that's what our Baal does like. You have for breakfast, just have a Mezainis bread with a coffee. The dinner is then you can make a Mezainis as long as you don't need a Shia Kvi Suda. You just have one piece of Mezainis bread and a coffee, and that's your whole breakfast. You can be Semech on the Shitas of Shlom Zalman and not like Rav Nissen Kerevitz and Rabbi Yashiv. The Sefer Saint Bracha says two things. Brings out from Shem Zalman two other things. That we say, make Paris, use fruit juices, is only talking when you use regular natural fruit juice. Sometimes juices are made from concentrate. In other words, you mix together some water with water with kind of a can of pop. Sometimes even juices you buy in a container, it says it makes from concentrate. If it's made from concentrate, then right is mine, you have to make a mighty. When we're talking about juice, make parents, we're talking natural juice. If it's made from concentrate, that's in the right mayim, and certainly has to make a mighty. And the same thing, in the Sefer Zaysa Bracha, in the back of the Sefer, he has Shaul Tshuvos over there in Siman Zayin. He quotes the same thing from the Sefer HaChaim that's written from Shlom Kugel and Siman Kuf Samaches. One more thing. Let me just finish the whole idea. Good questions. He brings another thing from Shlom Zan, which is a big chiddush, which might throw a monkey wrench into what we said till now. He brings a chiddush from Shlom Zalman that if this Mezainis bread is made from Mei Peres, but Derech has to eat this type of pas, you serve for Suda, and it tastes like pas, it looks like pas, and it's made Ika for Suda, then, even though it's called Mezainis bread, you have to make a Maitzi. Since the Derech is to Kavei Suda on them, as a din of Lechem Gama, If you're not kavei suda, so mela, it might change. Mezainis, it might change halacha in certain cases. And this halacha of mezainis bed is negeya to many halachas. For instance, airplanes. Go on airplane to serve a meal. So, I don't know if you know, remember many years back, it used to be used to have the Shriver meals?
Something like it.
So they have, domestic, they don't serve meals, so it doesn't happen anymore. But they say, but international. But let's say you see more Shriver's. Shriver's meals used to have a Zionist, used to print on it, it had the OU, and used to print on it, Zionist bread. So you shouldn't have to wash. So, this going back maybe before, even before Belsk was there, talking about 25, 30 years ago. So, I called up the OU, and a number of Rabbanim probably called up, and I asked them, send me the, how you make the Zionist bread. So they sent me the recipe. So the recipe said that Rav is Mayim. So I called back the OU and I said, listen, you're all completely off base over here. That you should take off the Zionist because it's bread. It's Rav Mayim. So probably other Rabbanim complained like me. So that's why the stuff in the OU in America doesn't say, if you get it in America, doesn't say anymore Zionist. Huh? One second. I'll get to a few things. Okay? Okay, I'm getting to everything. Give me a chance. Okay? I'll tell you an interesting story. I said the story. I don't know if I said it here. I walked into a restaurant. This was 10, 15 years ago. I walked into a restaurant in Williamsburg. I was hungry. So I went there. It was a lunch, a supper, whatever it is. So there's a big sign there. All our breads are Zionist. The Heimish place, all made of Zionists. So I think I ordered one or two hot dogs and some French fries. That was my lunch or supper. I remember what it was. So I go to wash a mitzi. So the owner of the store was behind the counter and said, "No, you don't wash. It's all Zionists." So I told him, "Listen, Gavid, your job is to make good hot dogs. I'll pass to my own shayla." Huh? So that's the national Baruch Hashem doesn't say Mizainas. However, the international ones and Chedaima, they're Bechlal. They hold the whole thing. Mizainas is okay. Lanias Daiti, they're making a choice. I think it's a mistake. Sometimes if you eat Shir Suda, you must make Hamaitzi. You know, I'll tell you another story. I had to go to a chasna in London. I go to a chasna in London, and lunchtime, I want to go to a pizza shop. It's in London, in Stamford Hill. It's a chassidish place. So I go to buy pizza for lunch. So I ask the guy, "Where do you wash? Where do you wash?" He says, "Who washes?" So I met the mashgiach. Had to be the mechutin of my nephew was getting married. Happened to be on the Kadassia, was on the Kadassia. So I asked him, how come you give a hesha and how come there's no place to wash your hands? He says, "You know, we give a hesha 4 years on this pizza shop, the first person that came up with this." You're right, we should have a place, a washing station. They don't have any washing stations there. Okay, but anyway, it's Maisa, if it's Mizainis bread, it looks like bread, tastes like bread. First of all, you have the Shitas, Mishnah Berurah, you have to make a Maisi. And even the Masham, if you eat a Shir Kriya Suda, you also have to make a mitzi. So you have all these airline meals, even though it's a Mizainis bed, but if you convey to everyone out there. I'll tell you another story. One more second. Let me finish. Well, I was going to tell you a story. You got me all mixed up. I went to the Betina Rav. Went to the Betina Rav. We all heard of the Betina Rav, Chassidish Rav in Borough Park. And I asked him, it's Eibelander, okay? So I asked him on this Mizainis bread. I said, "How come the Chassidim are making on Mizainis bread?" He said, "I fit Mizich." So I said, "Listen, you have a Mechaba, you have a Amor, you have a Moragrom, you have a Mishbu, they all say you make a Maitzi. How can you say a Fitzich Zich? I said, "He fit Zich in the hand." That's a, he wouldn't even, huh? What does that mean? I said, "Flake Mizich Fir." Yeah, okay.
Translation,
so, please. Translation is, this is the way we're nagging, and that's it.
So I said, listen, at least you have to have something to hang your head on. You need something to be tailored in. I said, there's no sheet that's Michael. I couldn't get...
I'm an international client.
What?
I once saw him in the shop, and they had him yoked from a Hesher, a reliable Hesher, and they said, this, although it's an Azonis bread, it's better to eat it after you eat everything else, because then you're not going
to... We're going to get to that. It's also no good. Okay. Okay.
Couple questions.
All right. Because that's how Roma... It's Harama, it doesn't help. Yes.
Maybe when people travel on a plane and they do get such a meal with the bezoiners, when they call it, think that there is not so convenient to wash your hands and that feel as you die.
The Jewish religion is not a religion of convenience. We have a Shulchan Aruch. Doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. You have a Shulchan Aruch. You have to live. So what? You're allowed to wash it. If you eat bread, what do you do if you have to take along a sandwich? You don't wash? You take along a sandwich, you don't wash? You have to wash. This is just bread. This is real bread. That's all.
What if you don't let it touch your hand?
Doesn't make a difference. Even if you have someone feed you, you got to wash a mitzvah. It's a foolish halachas. Okay. Right. Let me just finish the whole thing. So this halacha, the game is in its bread. It's Nagaya airline meals. And even though that says in the Israel meals and the European meals is mezainas, you probably have to make a mitzi. If you taste it, it tastes mamish like bread. It's like I checked one place, the right of the ingredients is water of the mezainas bread. It's in the day of shmorgasbord, negeya. Sometimes you make a party at home and so on. And you go to a bris, and sometimes a certain bris, they say, it's only mezainas, that there's no such thing as that. So mela, you have to make a mitzi. And certainly, let's say if you eat a mezainis, you take mezainis bread, and you make a sandwich, and you put in tuna fish into it, you put eggs into it, or meat into it, or cold cuts into it, since many places can hold that everything is tzad to shir suda, then you must make a mitzi. And the Sefer Zaysa Bracha, on page 18, brings down from the place can hold in, if I eat mezainis bread in the beginning, and after I eat I don't eat together as a sandwich, but I eat first the mezainis bread, and after I eat the rest of the Suda, you must make Hamaitzi. Everything's tariff this year, and you must make Hamaitzi. So come down to Lamaitza. Mizainis bread is a serious problem, and most times, you must make Hamaitzi. If you're eating just for a snack, Mizainis bread, just for a snack, and it's rolled, make Paris. Even though it might taste like bread, if you're just eating a short snack, let's say just having a coffee with some Mizainis bread, then, if you're not full, it's not a amount, it's just a small amount, you're not kaveh suda, that's only mokum, even though it's a machoikis, it's a mokum to be meko. In any other case, one second, any other case you use it for a suda, either as a breakfast, lunch, or supper, either as a suda, you must make kamaitzi. And there's no way out. You don't want to go into the bathroom to wash your hands in the airplane, so don't eat the mezainis bread, eat the rest of the food, and that's it. Egg matzah also, kaveh suda, you have to make a mitzi. That's what you, every Pesach, Chal B'Shabbos, people make like a mishnah on it.
What's the shir for your
suda? We'll talk about that. This next week, shir b'gnei neder. All right.
Rabbi,
yes. We spoke about it last week, about the...
Why do they think that
happened? Huh? Because that's semech on mechabah shita. Mechabah shita is mekel. We don't hold the mechabah. We hold pasuk like Ramor. The Svadim have a different halacha because they hold like the Mechabah Shita. All right. But since no Svadim here, so I'm not going to that. Okay, yes.
Rove means of the liquid or rove of the...
Rove of the liquid has to be made Paris.
Because okay, there's lots more flour in there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, but what about the spices? They count as the solid or the liquid?
Huh? It has to be in a way that you feel the tavern. According to Mishabu, it has to be where you fill the tavern.
If it's water and sugar and flour.
Yeah.
So it's all water.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of sugar.
So then, if you don't fill the tavern that much, then it's machlokes to Mishabu and the Masham.
If you do, you're back to the Zonos.
Right.
Even though it's rove water.
No. Rove water has to be rove mekperis. It doesn't make a difference. If it's rove water, even if you fill the tavern, you have to make up my
tea. Water, sugar. Sugar is not mekperis. Sugar is not mekperis, is it?
No, it's not mezonos.
So you got sugar, water, and flour.
Yeah.
That's going to be mezonos. That's going
to
be most.
According to us, it's a mitzi.
No question.
No question. All right.
Any sauces brought water with the sugar.
Rife cakes?
Water.
No, no. Cakes don't. Most cakes are made in the
egg.
Eggs. Eggs. They put eggs in there. Yeah.
If someone goes into the pizza store.
We're calling the next out. One second. We're going to talk now about pizza. Then we'll go. Okay? Well, what? There's no minute. Let me first talk about it. Then give us questions. Okay? All right. I'll take questions on Mazzini's bread. Okay? Then we'll go to pizza. I don't know what it is. I can't answer.
Butter. It's got a lot of butter in it. Butter's made pyrrhus, right? Right?
Yeah, butter's made pyrrhus.
Yeah, butter's made pyrrhus.
He says it's butter. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is. I can't answer. Okay. Next, Chica. Yes.
Mostly butter. In the one malkum that you do make.
Please.
They do make a brach on mizonos. You could be makel. That's only could be makel, but it's not. But you should. Someone should.
Again, if someone wants to serve on the masham, if Rav is made parents and you don't feel the made parents, you can serve on the masham. Someone wants to. However, it's better not to. But so that's the yashiv. You guys want to be serve on the sheet to make it, you can be maker.
When you do with coffee and just for a snack.
Just is just have coffee with one in Zionist bed. That's it. And it's, you don't fill yourself up with it. Just a snack. Then you can, if you want, keep serve on the sheet. No, someone doesn't want to wash. They don't have the, you know, like the Kavini religion. They don't want to go for wash and so on.
But
yeah, what's the
semichan?
If he wants to, certainly if he washes, you have to come a day. Okay?
Wash
wants to wash.
I had coffee in this. That's not, I can't wash.
This is not a kazayas.
They're
talking about the Zionism. This is not the case anyway. It's not the Zionism. All right. All right. Next thing. Huh? I'm going to get to it, not today, but I want to talk about wraps. I want to talk about not surprised. A lot to talk about, but you're not giving me a chance. Okay. The next thing, pizza. Right. Yeah. Yes. Pizza. Now talk. You have to know the shechunach. You have to know the dinner. And that's it. Irrelevant, right. In some cases, yes. Especially the Hamish ones. Okay? I'm telling you what. Okay. Right. Pizza. Let's talk now about pizza. Now, there's two ways to make pizza. Anyone who doesn't cook, doesn't bake, there's two ways to make pizza. One way you make pizza is flour and water. And some people make pizza with made pears, fruit juices. Now, most pizza that's made is made from flour and water, I'm told. Made from flour and water. In fact, if those of you remember, there used to be Jerusalem Pizza Shop right next to the bakery. There used to be a pizza called Jerusalem Pizza Shop. So I asked them once, where do you get the dough from? How do you make the dough? I want to know if you use made pears. What do you do with dough? He said, you know what? Sometimes we don't have time to make dough. We go next door to the bakery and buy the challah dough. And that's our pizza. Challah dough. And on top, we put all our stuff on it, you know. The cheese, the ketchup, all of the tahini they put on it. That's how the pizza's made. So anyway, so first we'll talk about the pizza that's made with water. So believe it or not, pizza is a mefurish mechaba. The mechaba is in Siman Kuf Samaches Sif Yudzayin. This is a lashon mechaba. Pashtida. What is pashtida? So it says in parentheses in Shulchan Aruch, Shenasut Mikem Echamayim. It's made from flour and water. Hanefa batana, it's baked in an oven, the basa, you put meat on it, or dog and fish on it, a gvina, or cheese on it. So it's not only Italian made pizza, Chazal, Shulchan Aruch knew how to make pizza already. They spoke about gvina, put it on a dough. So it's not Italian, it's just the Chazal knew about it. So anyway, so the din is, you have to make hamaitzi, that's the mechabashita. And the Mishbura speaks out, even if you're not kavei suda, even for a snack, you must make hamaitzi. Like dami, and I'm quoting the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkon Tzadalet. It says like dami the pasta baba kisnin. It's not dami the pasta baba kisnin that which is mixed up with peres and talbin. Like mevorach alayim hamaitzi, but like kamalaya. Regular cake, you don't make if not kavei on it, you don't make hamaitzi. Dishani hasam dein achsha dein asurin ela kenuch suda masika. It's only eaten for snack. Aber mashenke pashtida shemur basa. Ya pashtida that's full of basa. You put on a basa with derech lechem raven. You when you're hungry, you could have a svaya. Like kamosh shapas, it's like any type of bread. A basa shaychem biyachas, like a sandwich eating together. So the din is you have to make hamaitzi. So it comes out according to mechabeshita. It's a forish that pizza that you make from kemach hamayim. It's mamish like a dough, and like I mentioned before, that you put on a cheese. So regular dough, you know, like cake, you mix everything, all the tavlino are mixed in the dough. Here you have challah dough, like a Jerusalem pizza you used to do. You used to buy, the whole thing was challah dough. You only put on top of tavlinim. So put on tavlinim, then the din is, you have to make hamaitzi. And same thing speaks out in Sefer Zayshe Bracha, in the Bialacha, and Simadala, that is based, the same thing also. However, that's the Mechabashita. Ledina is Machlaikis in the early Achreim. Machlaikis, Mogan Avram, and Taz, how we know? Are we know about this Mechaba or not? So Mogan Avram says in Sifkon Mandalad, over there in Kufsa Mechaz, Sifkon Mandalad, he said the Shita to Mechab is, even if you're Kaveh Suda, if you're not Kaveh Suda on it, still it's a Teres Lechem, and the whole life in, whenever you eat pizza, you have to make Hamaitzi. That's the Shita of Mogan Avram. He holds like the Mechabashita. However, the Taz in Sifkot and Chof argues and says, the Chirik, if you convey Suda on that, if you convey Suda on it, then you make a mighty. But if you eat it for a snack, let's say for instance, if I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and supper, even the Taz holds also you must make a mighty. But let's say I want to take a snack. I want to have a lunch 12 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock I'm eating supper. And 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to have a snack of a slice of pizza. So then the Mogan Avraham says that since you're not Kavei Suda, you don't fill yourself up with it. You fill yourself up. Everyone knows you have to make Hamaitzi. But just have a snack, one piece of slice of pizza, then the din is you do not, you only make a mezenis. You don't have to make Hamaitzi. The Bialacha in the Vermaskul Pashtida brings down this Taz. And the Bialacha says, adds on, that many Achreinim hold like the Taz. However, in the Mishneh Berurah, Mishmur Sifkon Sagdal's Mashma, he holds like the Mechabah Shita and the Mogan Avraham Shita. So it comes out pizza that's made from flour and water. It's a Machlaikis Hawanoyig. It's a Machlaikis Hawanoyig. According to Shita's Mechabah and the Mogan Avraham and Mashmoy's Mishneh Berurah, the Adina and pizza, whenever you eat it, you have to wash and make a mighty and you have to bench. Even if you don't go on the airlines, even at home, doesn't make a difference. However, according to Taz, it's totally Kavei Sudan or not. One second. Let me just finish the whole idea. I'll take questions. So, the Maisa Mishibur holds, you have to make a Maisa, you have pizza. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman, which is printed, which is Vices, he holds like the Taz. In the Sefer, same Bracha, in the back of Sefer, there's shoes there from Shlomo Zalman and Eitz Gimel. And also in the Sefer, he also quotes Reb Shlomo Zalman that says it depends. If Vaisa from Shlomo Zalman, he passed the din like the Taz. What does he say? He says, in Eretz Yisrael, he says, in Kaimis in Eretz Yisrael, normally they eat pizza, they eat it for a meal. So meal in all cases, when you eat pizza, you have to make hamaitzi. In the places, if you live in a country that only eats pizza only for a snack, the time to go to Kenuach, then you make mezainas. He says, if Shlomo Zalman says in America, it's very hard to know. It's a big country. It's very hard to know what the minigan dina is, what the item, what they eat pizza. So maybe it's telling each person. If you eat it for suda, if you eat it for breakfast, lunch, and supper, you must make hamaitzi. Even if you eat less than a shir kvi suda. However, if you eat it only tiny or for suda, a snack, then you make a mezainas if you eat less than a shir kvi suda. That's mamish like the Taz. That's how the Rishon Zalman paskins. Then he has died to Sonas and Shaila like this. I tell him like Shlomo Zalman and like the Taz. If someone doesn't want to wash, if he just eats a piece of slice of pizza just for a snack, not for a meal, if he doesn't eat for breakfast or supper, but he's just for a snack, then the din is, he's eating only one slice, then the din is that he had, that he can be semich on it, he just makes the mezainis, and that's it. But if he eats, you know, shall I say, he eats a snack. Some people snack, you know. We talk about snack, you have one slice. Let's say, so that's three slices of pizza for snack. That's like filling yourself up. Let me finish. So, if you fill yourself up with pizza, even at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then you have to make hamaitzi. Don't push, you have to make hamaitzi. One second. Let me just finish the whole idea. That's pizza that's made flour and water. Let's say pizza, which is made with Paris. And not from concentrate. Mamish made Paris. It's fruit juices. You make it with that, which I don't know if they do make pizza with the
frozen ones.
The frozen ones. Okay.
I think the frozen ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the frozen ones are made with Paris. So it depends. So I'll tell you a story, another story. They had with the fruit juices. There used to be Unger's Pizza, still around? Used to be Unger's Pizza many years ago. It's still around? Unger's Pizza. So it says on it, make parents, brachas and mezainis. It used to give that, it used to be a hesher of Neishlas from New Square. So that's Rabbi Neishlas. So I know Avi Dribble told me that it was also under the OU also. So he drove him to the pizza place. So he says, Rabbi, he told me. He says, Rabbi, he says, why do you like to make mezainis? People eat it for meals. The kids eat it for meals. Adults eat it for meals. Why do you say you don't make mezainis fruit juices? I say fit mezach. Send me. That was the same answer. Right? Well, my sir. So anyway, so we make Paris. And not from concentrate. Then if you're not kabei sud on it, you just eat it for a snack, then according to all shitas, you might even according to Mechaber and the Mogavrom, you just make only mezainis. But if you kabei eat it for a breakfast, lunch, or supper, you kabei sud on it, then the kuliyami you make a mitzi. In the Sefer Zaysa Bracha in Per Gimel, when he talks about pizza, he says, today, there are many people that, pizzas that are made with made Paris. And you don't feel the made Paris. You don't feel it at all. So Mela, there are some shitas that hold, that's the Mishnah Berurah that we're talking about, that has it on Kemach HaMayim. If you don't feel the Tavlinim, you only feel the Kemach HaMayim, like we said by Mezainis bread, then also pizza also you should make HaMaitzi, according to the Mishnah Berurah we spoke about before. So Mela is talking about Chalik HaZachabah HaMor, and the Taz, Baladina, like we mentioned, like Avshon Mezalman, but according to us, we hold there's no Nafkmin Ladina. We normally hold like the Taz. There's a chilek if you're kavei sud or not. In the Sefer of the Zaita Bracha, it's an interesting shaila. In the back of the Sefer, he has shaila that she was there. So in Siman Vav, he brings on an interesting shaila. Let's say I cook pizza with flour and water. I cook it with kemach amayim, only flour and water. But the time when I'm baking it in the oven, it the cheese melts and it goes into the ether. That's what happens. You melt, if you put it in, you put cheese there, it melts, it goes into the ether. So it clears the shayla, maybe since it's nivla into the ether, so maybe as it didn't like my Paris, as it didn't like, it should, what do you call this, it shouldn't have a chemical magnet, because since it absorbs all the types of ketchup and so on, it absorbs in there. That's what someone wrote in the shayla. So maybe the pizza has been like nivish my Paris. So it brings down from Paiskin that say, that still you make a mighty on it. Because Vadai, even though my place where the cheese is, that place on top will absorb. But it's not going to go to the whole east or all around the whole pizza. It's not going to start like that. So in Mela, only certain places it might spit out just the chase of cheese and ketchup and so on. But not in the whole east. So in Mela, still, it has a halacha of kemach amayim, and you must make, if you kavei suda, then certainly have to make a mighty. Not kavei suda, it's torn to machlokes. Moga Avram and Taz. And the dinner we said you can make off, eat it for a snack. Now, one more thing. We'll get to Knishes. Knishes is the next one. Okay? Let me finish. The Bi'al Locha and Kov Samaches Sevav. He brings down, what about a Zokin? An old person. Or nah, a young child, cotton. They don't eat so much. They eat small amounts. You know, what an adult eats can eat two pieces of pizza, he might get full. The child gets full with at least a whole slice of pizza, maybe even a half a slice of pizza. So the question is by him, is that a kvi suda? You look at the kvi suda of the adults, or you look at the children separately, the old people separately. So the halacha says, you look at them separately. You go back to the teva, or what they normally eat. An older person is already 80, he can't eat that much. So he eats a small amount, like a child eats, doesn't eat that much. He doesn't eat much to eat. So maybe that's the kavias. So maybe their kavias is smaller than an adult, than a regular person. So the amount of eating pizza is more than is more small than stamping an adam. And the sending speaks out of emotion, a chula, if the smosha, a chayin, chelagimel, similar on days. And sending brings down the sefer, Saint Bracha, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. If Shlomo Zalman says he had another thing, he says, who are the women? Just like in the chalak between men and children, between regular people and old person and a cotton, they eat less. So it says, women also, their klal, that's what Shlomo Zalman writes. But their klal, women eat less than men. So Mela, even I guess when even the Nana died, even standard, he eat less than men, so he go bust at the shiur with their kavei on. That's what Shlomo Zalman says, and it's quoted in the back of Sefer Saint Bracha, the Chuvah Sefer by Shlomo Zalman, and Eisvab. Okay. Questions?
The chiluk between Jews and Jews from Constantine, what's the makar of that? Why is that not?
Because it's Mayim. It's Mayim.
It's juice that the water was taken out and you can put it back. Why is that?
Doesn't make a difference. It's water. Now it's different water. That's in the Mayim. In fact, there's an interesting Chuvah from Shlomo Zalman. He says that grape juice that's made from concentrate, you can't even make a Yoshua holds like that also. That you have to somehow you make shackle on it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, Moshe disagrees. It's a machlokes apayskim, but they mix. Okay.
Yeah. And when you say may paris a machmitzim, do we include the
not from concentrate? If it's from concentrate, it's machmitz. Yes. When it says may paris, means mamish may paris.
Can I buy first?
Yes. Now you can ask what you want. We'll find out. Go ahead. Yeah.
When they opened up in Williamsburg, the first, not in Williamsburg, when they opened up the first pizza store in Brooklyn,
yeah,
that was on Lee Avenue. I remember like today, all these Shiva boys ran like Mashiach came. Anyway, in the store, they had a sink to wash. And it said on the wall, if you eat one slice, you make mezoinus. If you eat more than one, you have to wash. I remember, like today is Sunday.
Okay.
And it's quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
I remember on Lee Avenue.
So like I told you before, the job of the pizza shop is to make good pizza. They're not the Paschim Shilas. Okay? That doesn't make it. Bad, and you could, a goyim can have long beds also. You know what I mean? A beard doesn't mean nothing. Being right for a beard. What? I'll tell you a different story. They say over for a Moshe, the time of Sarah says over for a Moshe, that if you have two slices of pizza, then you make a mitzi. Less than one piece, you don't make a mitzi. So at that time, the head of Torah Messiah was Shia Fishman. I said, is that the policy of Torah Messiah? He says, yes. I said, I even have it in writing for Moshe. So I said, can I see it? So he said, give me a couple of days. Call him back a couple of days. So I'm sorry. Moshe never said it. I never had it in writing. Someone told it to me like that. Moshe never said it. That's what he told me. So that's what Shia Fishman told me. Huh? It's totally in Shia Kriya Suda. That's not even two slices. There's a guy who's a 6.5 footer. He wants to by him Kriya Suda. We'll talk about next week. Shia Kriya Suda go by other people. He go by himself. We'll talk about that next. Lena the next week. No, I never asked him on pizza. No. I think you had more important childs to ask him than pizza. Okay. All right. Yes.
Is there a difference between the Taza Shita and what Rav Shlomo Zalman holds?
No, the same thing. The Shlomo Zalman holds like a Taz.
That it's all. It
depends on if you kavei suda or not. If you just for snack.
I mean, right now I happen to.
You want to have a snack now? You had breakfast already. You want to have a snack now? According to the Taz and Shlomo Zalman, you make a mezainis if you don't eat too much of it. You don't fill yourself up with it. All right. Next. And a few other topics I want to get to. I got 20 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
doesn't make a difference. At the end of,
Rabbi, first, the mezonos are usually served from Tavli Bakery by Simchas and so on. Are they considered meperis, or are they considered with water?
I think most of the stuff is meperis. I think it's mostly meperis.
Because of the eggs or because of the...
The eggs. They put eggs. They put eggs in there. Yes. Right. And oil. Eggs and oil.
Okay. Eggs and
oil. Oil. All right. Now talk about knishes. Knishes. These are regular shayos that come up. What bracha you make on knish? So it depends. Usually use dough, and same shayos that come up with hamantashim and the chadayma. It depends how you make it. If you make it, how you make the dough? If you make the dough with dough and water, and you put inside potatoes, then it's pashid. It has the aloha pashtida. It's the same ingredients like pashtida. You know, it's a regular flour dough, dough with challah dough, a bread dough, and you put inside potatoes in there. So then, it has the same lacha pashtida. According to Mechaba Shita, on the kish you should make a maitzi. According to Mechaba and among Avram. And according to Taz and Shlomo Zalman, you make a mezainis, if you're not kavei suda on it. In kavei suda, then everyone knows you make a maitzi on it. Let's say, if like most of the time, I'm told kish is usually not made flour and water, it's usually made... Together, is make flour and water? Put margarine, put meperis. There's meperis in there. So it's breakfast, same thing. So if it's from a shot of linen, then it depends what you're eating it for. If you're eating it for a snack, then you make a mezainis. And if you eat a shir kazayas, a kdechis pras, then you make al michid and also. And if not, if you don't have a kazayas chayas pras, then you make burn the fashas on the knish. And if you kavei suda on it, if you eat, let's say, a number of knishes to fill yourself up, then you have to make a maitzi. Same thing, hamantashen. Depends what the dough is made from. All right.
Is the difference between little rock and little oven?
No. At the end of the day, it's the same thing.
How about that the majority of the knish is full of potatoes and the surroundings is the minority?
So you still have to make them a mezainis. We'll talk about it, I think, not next year, maybe the following year afterwards. Do you make two brachas? Same thing is cheesecake, regular cheesecake. Do you make one bracha or two brachas? Do you make mezainis and shahakal, or you make just one bracha? And which bracha you make? Do you make shahakal, or you make mezainis? That's a different machlok. We'll get to that. Here also, Marshall, let's say if you have we're talking about knish. Knish sometimes has just a thin layer, and it's full of potatoes. But you have to make a mezainis on it. But if you have to, have a shear to make an al michya, you have to have a shear of the flour. So you have to have a shear of the crust. You have to have a shear of a.
Shear of flour or shear of the crust?
What?
The crust is not all flour. Yeah, flour or shear of crust?
The crust is sure it's flour.
It's shortening all.
Yeah, but I'm saying you need a shear of kemach. Okay.
Of kemach. Yeah.
Huh?
An
egg roll. Is that like a
egg roll is something like... egg roll, does it taste like you feel the tavlin or not?
It's gritty.
It'll be... Yes. I'll tell you important chazaynish. The chazaynish says like this. The chazaynish is a kasha. Why when you eat cake, why do you make it? Why don't you make a maitzi? What is the ingredients of regular bread? Flour and water. In cake, you have flour and water plus all the tavlinim. So why don't you make a maitzi when you ever eat cake? That's a chazan yishes the kasha. Yeah? Why don't you make always a maitzi when you eat cake? It's always just cake has everything cake has but plus. So why don't you make a maitzi on it? That's a chazan yishes. So your chazan yishes answers. What? No, even tzuslacham doesn't make a difference. That's not teretz. Teretz is this. He says, really, you should make a maitzi. Really, you should make a maitzi. But since cake is only eaten as a chilas aroi, then you make a mezainis because it's made only to eat this as a snack or something like that. But if I decide I want to make it into a meal, then you make a maitzi. It's no different than bread. That's what Chazanish writes. Take a look in the sefer Simcha Chavov. It makes a lot of sense. So that's why you can understand a lot of things. That it goes back to regular din. You kavei suda on it. It's no different than bread. Okay, but that. Well,
Dine is saying that the most important thing is volume. No matter what it is, if you eat enough of it,
to fill yourself, a kavei sud on it, if you kavei sud on it, then you have to make a mitzvah.
It doesn't have to be eight kazeisim, nothing to do with eight kazeisim.
We'll talk about next week. Come next week, okay? All right. Now we're going to talk about croutons. Last week I spoke about it, the end of the year, last 5-6 minutes I spoke about it, and I was misinformed exactly make it. I checked more into it, and I spoke to Mumchen. There are three types of croutons. Three types. One that's made from bread that's left over in the house. A housewife, she has bread left over, or a bakery has left over, and then after they go and toast it. And they put the stuff into salads. That's one way you make it. A second way you make it is the company itself makes baked bread, and they do amnas to make croutons, and they toast it. That's the second way. The third way is, it was beginning with bread, and then you cook it. You don't bake it, you don't toast it, you cook it in a klivishin. Or you deep fry in oil. You know, it has to be covered with oil, like you mentioned last week. Those are three types of croutons that are made, that are sold commercially. Bread, let's go back to the first case. Bread. Bread that you left, please. Bread that's left over, or a company that sells bread to a place that makes croutons. So, if it was betchila was bread, and now I want to make croutons out of it, and by toasting it, then the kuleyama, all the shittas in the world, you must make hamaiti on those type of croutons. Like it says, the Kusam Chesif Yod, that has Tar Lechem. In fact, I spoke to Midwest Conference Center. They have in the salads, they take bread, and that's how they make croutons. So I spoke to them last week, and last night also. I spoke to them, do one or two things. Either change the way you make croutons, or don't put it in the salads. Because the croutons they put in there is Amaitzi. It's a Mishal Rabin. And even if you butter, you take out all the croutons, still there's left some residue of crumbs there. Crumbs, even a mashu, we said in the last week's shir, we said even a mashu, you have to make a mighty. Shai, you make it to your sedaim or not. See, it's a mashu, see, mamish, so I told some mishal aradim. So they're working on it to see if they could either change the way to make the croutons, or they're not going to put, they'll try not to, to speak to the balbatim, not to put it into the salad.
Would it help if they cook the bread and
Yeah, that's an answer.
And they deep fried it?
If they deep fried it, and then after you make it toasted, they'll be okay. That's the way out. That's the way out.
Even though they thought it was real bread.
Right, yes. You cook it, and if it has to be less than shik zayis.
Right. Yeah.
The small piece, if you cook it, that's an answer out of it. Yeah.
Each piece has to be less than shik zayis.
Each piece.
Yeah,
each piece. We'll soon talk about it. Next week we'll after this. All right. The second type, that they buy it, the company makes the bread al nasi with croutons. It's made, and they cut it into small pieces, and they put it, and they put other tavlina in there, and after they bake it the second time through toasting it, then the dinners you make mezainis. Since right now you're eating as a achilas aroi, you're only eating it as a temporary thing. But if you convey suit on it, let's say I buy a bag of croutons, and it's toasted, and I want to eat it for a breakfast, lunch, and supper, I'm kavei sud on it, then you have to make a maitzi. The third type of croutons, is they cook the bread, or they're metagging with shemen. They deep fry it. And it's no nafkamina if it's made mitchila. There's no nafkamina if it's left over from a meal, or the mitzvah is made to cook. It doesn't make a difference. It's totally, if the chatich right now is more than kezayis, less than kezayis. If the chatich is more than kezayis, then even if you kavei, if it's less than a kezayis, even if you kavei suda on it, you make only mezainis. In other words, if all the pieces are less than a kezayis, and it was deep fried, it was cooked, then the din is you only make a mezainis. But if the chatichs are bigger than the kezayis, then you make a maitzi. In the Sefer, let me finish. The Sefer Shari Bracha brings down Perichav Gimel. He says that ripe croutons are made to deep fried. And it says Bishol, and you only make mezainis even if all the chtichas are less than shrikazais. Even if you convey suit on it, You only make mezainis. In the Sefer Sharei Bracha, brings down, it's Israeli Sefer, he brings down that the company, Olsen Company, they make croutons. They make two different types of croutons. That's what he writes in the Sefer Sharei Bracha. He spoke to the Olsen Company, and they make two different types of croutons. One is that's tugan with deep, it's deep fried, and they put that. That's if they put into soup, then it's deep fried, and then it's deep fried. Then you only make is the mezainis. But if it's put into salad, then they only toast it. They only toast it. And nafkamini to them is if you convey soup on these croutons or not. If it's in deep fried, then you never make hamaitzi. If it's always best in the gazayas. But if it's toasted, depends if the kvei sud on it. Kvei sud, then if kvei sud, then you have to make a moitzi. If you don't kvei sud, you make only mezainis. But it's important to know when you have croutons, and who are any other type of food that is a small crust on it, and the main thing is the food that's surrounded by the crust. You have to know you run into a serious problem. If they put, let's say, croutons into salads, which you have to make a mitzi. Or you put into soup, which you have to make a mitzi. That type of crouton that's toasted. And you don't eat bread anymore. So if you make a mitzi, usually everyone knows when you make a mitzi, they don't make a bracha. Let's say it's fish. You wash a mitzi. If you have fish, you don't make a shako, because everything comes tuffle to the mitzi. That's only when you have a kezayis of bread, the techachis prats. But if you don't have a kezayis v'techachis pras, then you have to, the halach is, you have to make a bracha on everything you eat in the meal. Who says this? It's a Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham and Simen Kufayin Zayin, Sifkot Nalaf, and the Pinagonde and Esh Avraham, Sifkot Nalaf, the Achashukhan there and Kufayin Zayin, Sifkot Beis, and Kafachayim there and Sifkot Dalet, Ramayshe and Igus Moshe, Rechayim Chavgal, Simen Aleph, that says if you won't eat a kezayis v'techachis pras, then all the machayilah is not tuffle to the pas, and you have to make a bracha shein and everything. So you're eating croutons, any other type of food that normally make you're eating as a kaveh suda, but if you don't have a chiyos pras, you must make a bracha on everything else. The Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, Mishnah Berurah and Kufayin Zayin, Sifkon Gimel, he's misupik in this. Does it come a tuffle, not a tuffle? Therefore he says, don't eat pas at all, don't eat bread at all. Don't eat the bread at all. If you know it's not coming tuffle, you run into Shaila. And Mele is Mesupik, so he said, don't eat bread then.
Can you elaborate?
What? Let me just finish here. According to Shitas, you have to be careful. Moshe, let's say by Chasana, they serve the croutons that's toasted. Then you have to be careful. They shouldn't even, like I said before, shouldn't be even a mashu of croutons left on the salad. So it should not be a shiloh that you have to wash your hands and make a mitzi and so on. And also, even mezainis, it has to be, even the mezainis, even let's say it's croutons that are cooked and so on, it's, even if you take it out, even if there's some mashu left, you have to make a broch on it. Even though you still have to make a broch on it. Okay, I'll take one. Croutons 1 or 2 is a big difference. Croutons 1, if you make it from leftover bread, you had bread, your wife had, you had challah for Shabbos. Yeah. Now Sunday, no one eats challah anymore.
Right.
So she'll make croutons out of that. That type of croutons toasted, then you must make hamaitzi. Because
yeah.
It wasn't made at daitit ochi. However, the 2-1 thing is made, the company made it, I'm not to make croutons. Or I ordered from a bakery, I'm not to make croutons. Then the dinner's Then it's made for possible kisnins. It didn't have a shame pass. It never had a shame pass. Because it's made adas to make into mezainis.
So what's
wrong? Because the one who ordered it, not the one who made it?
Is that why it's fried different than toasted?
Deep fry has a lichel, as a lichel mevushel. Toasted is not mevushel.
Okay.
All right, next week, we need the ikkar shir will be on that next week. Right.
If I deep fry my
tashkida
or my
kiddush, yeah. You deep fry?
Tashkida.
Right, deep fry it?
Or the kiddush, if it's fried, the egg roll, if you're fried.
Then it takes a loser. We'll talk about next week. But there has to be less than a kazayas. If you make a less than a kazayas. All right, Shir is over. Mr. Shem will talk more about, next week we'll talk about matzah brei, challah kugel, French toast, matzah balls, lakshim kugel, spaghetti, macaroni, noodles, breaded chicken, all these halachas. Important halachas we'll talk about Lineda next week.
Is the dancer the one who ordered it or the one who made it?
Huh?
The dancer the one who ordered or the one who baked it?
If you order from a bakery, I'm not king.
Even though they're making bread.
Yeah.
And they're going to make more bread. Your dancer is making bread.
So when do you wash it? When is the scenario that you have to wash?
Eating a fasuda, you wash.
When, in what scenario does Amotzi not cover Shahakol?
If you don't have a kazayis. You have to have a kazayis seichus pras. Like just have a bite of bread,
right,
and then the rest of the suda, I don't eat any bread. I have to make a shbrach oshen on everything.
Even on Shabbos, almost.
On Shabbos, yeah. That's why I mentioned last week. That's why you should tell children, make sure you eat a kazayis at the beginning of the meal, not to run into problems.
So the deep fried has to be less kazayis. If I take a big piece of dough and deep fry it,
that's something else. That's a different halacha. The halacha of cooking isa. We're talking about bread. It's a different halacha. We'll go. This is Hashem. I hope maybe next week we'll get to that. Okay.
Cheerios.
We'll talk about Cheerios. We'll talk about all these things. We have to get to it.
I was talking about that magnet. It depends how strong they were.
Yeah.
I mean, like a show and tell.
Yeah.
These are pretty good. I had better.
It's okay.
You're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.